Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Fabulous Italian cuisine. There's only one place. It's Paparazzi Restaurant. G'day to Rosa and the crew. Book your table at paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
US actor Bob Saget has passed away. The 65-year-old actor, comedian and TV host was found deceased in his hotel room in Orlando, Florida by state police yesterday. A cause of death has not been announced, but foul play or drug use has been ruled out. Saget rose to global fame on the 80s TV sitcom Full House, playing the lovable and goofy dad, Danny Tanner.
Okay, I have everyone's sandwich just the way they want them. There's a horse in my living room.
Just a little soot? Did you hear that, Michelle?
I'm afraid I did.
He was amazing. Bob had been on the road touring his stand-up comedy show and was loving life. His family released a statement saying they're absolutely devastated at the sudden loss. The cast of Full House, including Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, Candace Cameron, Jodie Sweet and John Stamos and Dave Coulier released a joint statement saying 35 years ago we came together as a TV family, but we became a real family and now we grieve as a family. Bob made us laugh until we cried, and now our tears flow in sadness, but also with gratitude for all the beautiful memories of our sweet, kind, hilarious, cherished Bob.
Ali, you've watched the Godfather movies.
Yes.
Well, the stunning Sicilian castle featured in Godfather 3, I think it was, apparently it's up for sale. It's situated on 1.2 acres. The castle has 22 bedrooms.
What?
8 bathrooms, a wine cellar, a couple of dead bodies in the backyard, but we won't talk about that, a library, movie theatre and chapel, as well as a beautiful swimming pool. The 140-year-old property has survived earthquakes and World War II bombings, and if you're interested, it'll set you back a cool $9 million.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Now, the Golden Globes were on yesterday in LA, but this year with no stars and no live telecast. So here are the winners. Australia dominated the awards show with Nicole Kidman scooping up a Golden Globe for her portrayal of TV icon Lucille Ball in Being the Ricardos. It's a great movie. Sarah Snook for the HBO series Succession and Cody Smith-McPhee for The Power of the Dog, which also took out the Best Director Award for New Zealand director Jane Campion and Best Motion Picture Drama.
Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas won their first Golden Globe for the James Bond theme, No Time to Die. Best Musical Motion Picture went to Spielberg's West Side Story, with Disney's Encanto winning Best Animated Picture, and Will Smith won Best Actor in the Drama with his role in King Richard.
Speaking of Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air has been given a reimagining, with Will producing the series, and we've got the official trailer. Bel-Air drops on Stan February 13.
This time we're trying to make you forget who you are and where you came from. Don't let it do that.
Will! Let's go find you something fit for a prince.
What do you think?
Do you know why I'm here from Philly?
Scrap on the bull court. Got nasty.
Who threw that? Was it you?
Now some bad man from Philly, he wanted to deal with you. There's no going back.
King of the town. Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.